Now here is the last video of lesson two for personal mastery, and this is all about the power of intuition working with intention. So we're going to go through a bunch of points right now, and then I'm going to get deeper into the content. First of all, and my most favorite point, is that intention is a seed that has a life force, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how desire needs to be deliberately planted, and we're going to talk about what deliberate intention actually is. We're going to talk about how to recognize when our desires are in alignment with our truth, and we're talking about how we tend the soil and what needs to happen in order for these intentions to actually take root and make fruit. That's funny. Anyway, then we want to talk about how oracle cards will let you know when your frequency is out of alignment with your intention, and they always will show you that. And then we're going to talk about oracle override, which is when spirit's intention overrides yours. And then we want to talk about how intuition and intention are in a dynamic relationship. And then we're going to look at a pre-selected card that I chose, which makes total sense to what this is. So let's go into a little bit more depth about how intuition is a seed that has a life force. So when we set an intention and we practice that feeling state, right? So we want to train our frequency or our vibration. Energy, everything is energy. So for those of you who don't know what I meant by that, everything is energy, especially feelings. So your emotions are what sets energy in motion. And the more you condition yourself to feel a certain way over and over again, the more likely that that's going to show up in your outer world. So you're really training the body that is the instrument of both intuition and intention to resonate with a particular feeling state, right? So you understand this. So when you set that intention, that's a feeling, and you want the world to become alive with that feeling. So imagine that that intention state is an acorn. Well, inside the acorn is an oak tree, right? So something is going to grow the more you water it, right? You got to take care of it. You have to tend the soil around it. You're not going to go dig it up and see if it's ready, because you cannot. What you have to do is basically chop wood, carry water around this seed that you have planted in your field of dreams. So it's a metaphor for the fact that you are intentional and deliberate about wanting to create a match in the material world to your internal feeling state, which is the intention. When you tune into spirit and using the oracle, the cards are going to help you take action, because your next right action isn't going to be how you go from point one to the manifestation of your intention. It is little teeny weeny steps in between. It may say, in order to keep this alive, you need to do this. You need to end that relationship. You need to start this path. You need to do this more, let this less, etc. So you start to get the information about how to till the soil from the oracle cards, because they've already know now. The oracle cards, remember, they're a way that spirit communicates to you, that they're an intermediary. So spirit's going, okay, I got you. You've got a deliberate intention, and you're cultivating that. Now you got to till the soil. So I'm going to show you where your weeds are, and we're going to pull those weeds out of the soil of your field of dreams. Why would you not? Of course you would. You don't want them to choke out the life of something new. If you've planted anything ever, you know that's how that works. So intuition, when it's combined with intention, so intuition is listening all the time for, okay, so here is the state, the feeling state that I want more of. I have to listen to see, like, I got to read between the lines. How do I get there? You don't get there in a straight line. It's not linear, and it's not A plus B equals C. It's like, oh, what spiral do I need to move on in order to experience the magic that I'm setting in motion? And so your intuition is how you listen to spirit personally and how you intuit the cards. So it's both. The cards are an intuitive tool. And by the way, which I haven't mentioned yet at this point, the more you work with oracle cards the way I'm teaching you, it's like going to an intuition gym. It's like literally going 5 days a week to the gym and getting really strong muscles that used to be atrophied for lack of use, or the fact that you didn't trust your intuition. So now more and more, intuition and intention, it's serving. It's in the service of the intention, right? Immediately when you turn that into a seed that you're planting, intuition becomes in service of that. As long as it's in the highest good, because that's when I talked about spirit overriding you. So you will know that. Remember, I talked about that in the last video, about the fact you can get an egoic feeling state going, I want this, I'm going to be this. And then spirit's going to give you a whole other form, which is better for you. And that's not up to you to make that decision. And you'll start to see evidence of that because the cards keep steering you in different directions. And you'll go like, wait a second. And then you have to surrender to that because you'll be like, oh, what is in my highest good? And sometimes you do have to rework your intention a little bit, but you don't have anything to worry about because the cards are going to show you when you need to course correct. And that's really key. When your frequency or your vibration is not in alignment with the integrity and truth of the intention, you will know it. You'll also feel uncomfortable. You'll feel it, your feeling state, because your body will tell you. Your body is the instrument of intuition as well. You'll feel it in your gut, in your chest, wherever you feel that. But it's nothing to worry about because it always shows you how to get back into alignment if you work with the oracle cards. So your intuition needs you to pick up the card deck because it'll tell you when you're off, but the deck, the cards, are going to tell you what you have to do with that information. So again, the system all works really beautifully together like a dance. And they're always going to reflect when you're stressed. And I know I'm going to repeat this a gazillion times throughout this entire course, especially in the next lesson, but your dominant energy is the one that's going to show up when you work with oracle cards. That's why sometimes you're looking at the card and going, like, I don't know what it's talking about when you're asking about a particular question, when really it's basically telling you to chill because it's saying, no, you need to take care of this thing that's stressing you out first before you get to ask the question you want. And you will really start to recognize that throughout the course. And it may not happen a lot for you, but when it does, you'll be like, wow, what is it reflecting? If this isn't it, what could it be? And then you're going to find extraordinary information when you realize, like, wait a sec, oh, I came to my cards all stressed out because I didn't deal with X, Y, and Z. So in order for me to be in alignment, right vibrational match for my intention, I need to clean that up. And the cards will tell you when you have to do that. And your intuition will too. The best way to manage the relationship between your intention and intuition is to bring a sense of love and playfulness between the two. So once you have that feeling state that you want, that intention that you want to set in motion to change your life, to claim your unique, inspired, authentic life, and become the person that you know you could or that you've always wanted to be and live that life, well, you have to remember that your intuition is in service to that. So you want a really respectful, loving, and nurturing relationship between these two. And the only person that can do that is you. And I really find that just paying attention to that and being really loving with yourself and giving yourself a hall pass when you fall asleep at the wheel, because you will. I talked about spiritual narcolepsy in one of the earlier videos. And when you fall asleep, you fall asleep. You just have to be super gentle with yourself when you're coming back online, basically, and realize, like, oh, I just went someplace else. And also, it's so often that we don't listen to our intuition or we don't want to see what's in the cards because we think they're talking about something else, but they're really asking us to detour around in order to get where we need to go. So just pay attention to this really beautiful relationship between the two. And the card I pre-selected is perfect because I asked, like, what card best describes the relationship between intuition and intention? And it's soulmates, right? One works in service to the other. Even your intention is in service to your intuition. Why? Because your intention, your highest intention, is going to serve spirit. Your highest intention and being in alignment with your highest good is being in alignment with the conscious universe. So it all dances together, and it dances beautifully together. One more thing that's so important that you need to know about intuition. Intuition is a peripheral sense. It means that it's an expanded awareness that goes sideways. It rarely goes head on. It's always looking to see what is not obvious. So it's always sourcing between the lines, underneath the sea, above the clouds, behind you. What is not obvious is what comes through intuition. So that's really key. It's a peripheral awareness and it's a soft focus. So anytime you stare too much, or it's like looking, like waiting for the pot to boil and you're staring at it thinking that it's going to boil faster. That's anti-intuitive. So intuition is just kind of curious, just that sense of soft curiosity. And you'll get more and more information about this as we go. Let's do a quick recap of this last video in Personal Mastery Lesson 2, and it is video 7, and we talked all about intuition and intention and how they relate to one another. So we talked about how intention is a seed that has a life force. And we talked about the essence of desire that is not form-based. It's not about the form. It's about the essence of your desire and how that's what you want to focus on, not the form. Then we talked about how we have to tend to what we plant. And since it is deliberate intention, we have to be deliberate around our fostering of that feeling state. Then we talked about how necessary it is to ensure that our desires are in alignment with our truth, and also how we tend the soil and how important it is to weed the garden in your field of dreams, which really is all about taking a self-inventory, which you're going to see in the home play of this course. Then intuition, well, it's indirect. It's peripheral. We don't ever use our intuition to go direct. It's always intuitive about what is around us and what we cannot see. Also talks about how oracle cards will show you when you're out of alignment with your vibrational patterns and how you have to get back on track. And we talked about oracle override, which is when spirit overrides you and what you think you want, and then spirit will show you what you really, really want. And that will come, you know, maybe infrequently for some of you or not at all, but it can happen. And we talked about how intuition and intention are in a dynamic relationship, and the card I chose was soulmates to describe that relationship. All right, that's it for lesson 2 videos. So you can download the video summaries to go over it again. You can watch these videos as many times as you want. And there's also home play exercises for you to download, as well as some meditations. So I will see you on the call. Talk to you soon.